Tantra and Yoga. This is Aratima. These words are not Western words, but I find them very useful to explain something that is basic and fundamental to getting yourself out of a place of suffering, to know which direction to turn inside of yourself, how to move about when you are caught in suffering. Tantra is immersion. It's a process of going fully into something. It's a complete surrender. Yoga is a form of detachment. It requires control, strength to push away from something. So when you think about it, it kind of reminds you of the attraction aversion, right? Because we live in a polarity and these are the forces that are always at work. So how do we use these forces that are always at work in a spiritual way? And that is where these two words come into play, Tantra and Yoga. It is said that some people follow the path of Tantra. They are immersing themselves, moving into union with our spirit, with the all, with the totality, becoming one. And then there are those that are practicing yoga, which is control to push away from that which is not real, from those patterns, from that which we call ego, that which we are not, in order to find union with the divine. Essentially, at the end of all of this, in any practice, it is said that we have to always, in order to become one, we have to merge at some point. The two have to become one. You and the source have to become one. So essentially, complete surrender, immersion, merging is the ultimate goal. But that's just a way of, you know, looking at it from a human perspective, because we're really not merging, not going anywhere. From the yogic perspective, the sense of seeing clearly and dropping away from the murkiness of the illusion, the ignorance of the misidentification. So it is just a way of looking at it, and you might find that you will go back and forth in your experience on this path. And so how can you use it? That is very practical. And it doesn't mean you're going to do your postures here. This is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when you are suffering, when you find yourself immersed in a problem, you have to assess if you are 50% or better, 51% suffering. Are you in really way deep into the problem? If you're really way deep into the problem, you are then invited to go all the way into it. You surrender completely. Don't try to fight it. You want to go to the center of the problem. You remember that the core is everything. The core is within you, but the core is also at the core of everything, and essentially everything is the core. So your problem is also divine, but you will find that emptiness, that center, in the center of the problem. The problem is like a tornado. It has a hole in the middle, a still point. So when you are in the tornado, you're invited to move all the way into the center point. If you're all the way into the tornado already, then just let go and just go in, feel it completely, surrender into it, and stay awake. Stay awake. Don't react, don't judge, don't react. Stay in your core. Now, if you are experiencing negativity somehow, but you are really strong in your core, you're quite centered, then you are less than 51% into the problem. You're actually noticing early on. And what happens then is, you don't really want to go into the problem. That would be really silly. You want to push away, so you detach. You just make it not real. You know it's not, there's no truth to it. There's a negative energy. You don't have to respond. You don't have to react. You don't have to make it real. Reacting means making real. It doesn't mean you don't have to take some action, say something, walk somewhere, put something away, that continues. But we're talking about the internal process of who you are, identifying, making it part of who you are, make the situation something that you are being. Now, let's say you're 30% of the problem, 70% of you is in the core. So in that moment, you choose to see everything else as the core. You choose to see the problem as not real. It is just an expression, a mirage of the truth. And you just know that. You can see that clearly. It's just something that's happening. It's like a movie that's playing in front of you, or partially inside of you. Because not everything's happening in front of you, there are things arising within you as feelings, as stories and dramas that might want to come up. You start thinking about something and you're noticing, you become aware of it. Will you follow that thought? Will you make it real, or will you notice, is that relevant to indulge in this drama that is arising? There is a karma arising from deep within, ready to be cleared, and you just see it. You see it, and that's all you need to do. In that moment, as you keep seeing it, you are detaching, because there's two. There's you and the one that's seeing, and the thing that you're seeing. So that's your practice of yoga. You are already in your core, and you are not in danger to be sucked into it. Now, there are moments when you are finding yourself completely overwhelmed with the emotion and you are suffering quite deeply. You notice then. That's again, you have the capacity to notice that you're suffering. You're waking up to your suffering. And because you are not able to pull yourself out of it, you're so deep into it, then you just, with your awakeness, with your noticing, you go deeper into it. Maybe you want to sit down at that point, sit in a meditative position, or you might close your eyes as well. But don't go into coping. Coping makes things real. Coping is doing something about it on the outside in order to make something go away, a feeling. And that is a tricky thing to discern, because let's say you go for a walk. Of course, you're going to feel better after that. But did it really free you on the inside? It made the symptoms go away, the suffering symptoms, because the oxygen goes through your body, you're relaxing emotionally, your attention is going somewhere else. But you will have to revisit it. It will come back, because all of life is about you waking up. It's designed that way. So you recognize that you are awareness itself. So you will have something similar come back, and you have to see it. So the best thing I suggest is to just sit down and be with this experience you're having, and sit it out, sit through it until it dissolves. Or faster, you're processing it. Take your journal, write it out, underline it, make your story, offer it up, or make a square or some triangles, work with it. Maybe it takes 20 minutes, half an hour, maybe 3 hours. Maybe go back to tomorrow, the next day. But see it through, offer it up. And then the contraction inside you as consciousness is opening up, and you're free. You're like a piece of paper crumpled together. And you're starting to unfold again and smooth out. And that feels better. Because the problem is not what makes you suffer. The issue is never what makes you suffer. It is the judgment, the contraction on the inside. You have to see that, catch it. And each time you catch it, it's done. It never comes back. Once it's seen, it's seen. There'll be another angle to it, another story, but that particular one, that particular contraction is gone. And that's quite beautiful. So 51% into the problem, or you are less than that into the problem. And then you decide, either you have the going into the tantra, or you detach as yoga, the control, the power to detach. The more you are in your core, you will develop more and more power, and we will be speaking very soon about that, how to cultivate more power. And why you do have to go into it, or why do you have to detach, is really, there's no real answer to it, because it depends on the karma that was originally there. And so this is the very unique way how you are unraveling it. Just accept it and do it. And there's just two options. When you suffer, there are only two options. I think that makes it really easy. So practice and enjoy your growing freedom.